Sites with Murray and Darren.
And I'd like to say thank you to all listeners in Australia, particularly those overseas, who join us live in the studio on our website at lion905.com.au. And our guest, second guest in the studio, she is with us in the studio, so join us on the Facebook page, Business Insights with Murray and Darren. And we'll not lose the time. I'd like to introduce our guest right now, because Darren and I, we have a big fight for this guest with us in the studio. Our friendship almost crashed, so that's why you're laughing. Ladies and gentlemen, with us in studio, it's Deb Ricketts. She's a winner of 2020 Sydney Hills Local Business Awards, Outstanding Sole Operator. And that's not a rig competition, it's a real competition. Her mission is to get your ideal client to find your line, increase your visibility and brand awareness, while reducing your overwhelm and assisting in providing you with a holistic balance. Myself and small team of Aussie VAs call ourselves you behind the scenes secret weapon. Deb, welcome to studio.
Thank you, Mario, for having me, and thank you, Darren.
And look, I read your bio, but do you mind to our listeners give more insights? Who is Deb Ricketts? And what the VA stands for?
Sure, I can tell you that. I am a mother of two girls, to start with, and a wife of a former, I think he's former, drag racing champion for National Drag Racing Champion.
Yeah. Eastern Creek, no doubt.
Eastern Creek, yeah, indeed. Yes.
So you love the speed, don't you?
Need for speed or not?
He loves the speed.
Oh, okay.
I tolerate going.
Okay, so Darren, please, Billy Idol, the speed, please, song if you can.
Okay,
so,
I'll switch up the playlist.
Perfect. So, yes, mother of two, and as a mum, you sort of realise that you need to find the balance in life when you're working. And so that sort of led to the interest in becoming a VA, which I'm happy to share a little bit more about.
Please.
But a VA is a virtual assistant. So
I knew that one. Just tested you. I just tested you. That's, you
know. What can we do with a virtual assistant in the studio, Mario?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, eh?
Well, I'm sure that there's so many different types of VAs out there. So there are specific podcast VAs that you may very well benefit from utilising their services. There's also website design VAs. There's so many different types. So probably people may have the perception that there's just secretarial type VAs, but actually there's so many different niches now within the VA industry.
So what's the difference between someone who might be a virtual assistant and someone you might just contract to do a job for you?
Well, that's a really good question, because the line is becoming very grey.
Is it about the process and about things that you might be doing yourself but you want to start handing off to somebody else?
Yeah, it's essentially about classification and nothing much more. As far as I can see, you might be an agency, obviously that's different, but certainly some of us have subcontractors, and that is also a different model of VAs. Some VAs work just on their own. And how is it different from contractors? We are contractors, so it's just a term. And I guess it's an industry where we can support each other.
So can I wind back a bit? I don't know how many years, but how did you get into the business
of
virtual assistant?
Right. So do you want the long story or the short story?
Well, we've got how many? No, we've only got an hour, so we might have to go for the short story.
Yeah. Sure. So,
well, thank you very much, Deb. That's
I'm so glad. Thank you for having me. okay, so really what happened was I was working very long hours after having children, my first child. A part-time job, but full-time work, if that makes sense. So working really late into the night, missing that balance in being there for your kids and trying to find, you know, what else to do. So I knew that I wasn't happy and that there was stresses in the workplace, and it became almost an overwhelm feeling, and something had to change. And I left that job and I started working in other roles, part-time as well, in a less conglomerate industry. And then I had my second child. Well, I was pregnant with my second child. And that changed everything. So it ended up that I was bedrested for a serious amount of time.
Yes.
which meant that one of my children was missing me. We didn't have the work-life balance. I realised I needed to be there for my kids. It was one of those moments that I just had that epiphany. I have to put my priorities where they belong, and that means I have to find a job that provides that balance. And so I did. I put myself out there. Well, actually, one of my children, this child, was born at 33 weeks, but the chances were I was told that she might not survive. I was told I might not survive, and my mum had a cardiac arrest the day before she was born at 33 weeks. So we were all in the same hospital, and I did some serious praying, and I said, I will give back for a whole year to the community if we all walk out of this alive. And we did. So I did. I honoured my promise, and I started volunteering for Give and Take, which is a local not-for-profit that yes. helps women in domestic violence and all sorts of, and men and all sorts of community support. So I was doing virtual support, but so I didn't realise virtual assistance was a thing even then.
Look, I'd like to ask the question, what was your biggest obstacle starting a business? To all our listeners who, you know, who considering, or maybe to empower those one who run the business, you must have some obstacle when you start a business. What was your biggest obstacle then?
Oh, yeah, there are a lot.
Many of them.
Many.
Doesn't matter. Just share with us, please.
Sure. Not knowing how to run a business is probably the biggest one, because I've always worked for employers rather than being my own. So I had to upskill very quickly, and then it's about getting to know your community and starting to network. And there's so many different aspects to running a business. The financial side I still don't love. happy to outsource that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely there are many obstacles. However, when you are determined to make something work, you will.
Would you agree with me and Darren as well that you were the best person for everybody to be a virtual assistant for one simple reason? Because you started your business, you know, not because somebody told you you must do it, but because you wanted to do it, because you knew there's a reason to balance the life in your private life. Plus you replaced the I would call, I don't know where did you work. So like to all listeners, I don't know where Debbie she worked before, but let's just say flashy corporate name for the less visible appearance in the public and doing your own. That makes you a perfect candidate for everybody who looks for the virtual assistant, don't you think?
Yes. Well,
Darren, what do you think?
Let's hear from Deb.
Debbie, what do you think?
Quiet,
do you believe this? And then I'll give you my another 5, 10, 15, 20 cents, yes.
Yeah, okay, please.
Yes, so tell us.
I'm very much a behind-the-scenes person. I'm comfortable there, which is why I'm stretching myself to do something like this. I believe that is another challenge of being a business owner, is just constantly pushing yourself outside that comfort zone. Yeah, it is a really good thing to be able to become a virtual assistant to provide that balance, but better than that, you've got that passion, as you said,
yeah.
But you also get to give that holistic balance to your clients. And for me, that's where it all comes into play, because not only are you experiencing it for yourself, you're giving it to...
And who better than someone like yourself who started business, you know, from nothing to build something successful, that we take a short break with us in studio, Deb Ricketts from Versatile VA. VA stands for Not For My Love Nutella or Darren Loves the Technology, but for Virtual Assistant. Thank you, Deb. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. We'll take a short break. And now, guest in studio, Deb Rick, is going to continue with her story.
Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And thank you to all listeners in Australia, particularly those overseas who join us on the website at live905.com.au, and as well on our Facebook page, Live Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And thanks to Darren again. We have the live feed from the studio with our guest in the studio, Deb Rickett. She's smiling, you know, we make her very much nervous, but don't worry. Don't worry, it's in good hands, and David has a big belly. He swear like me. So Deb Brickett, she decided to run her own business after many years in flashy conglomerates and the corporations. She decided to step it out, and she has enough courage and bravery to do something special and extraordinary, to become a versatile virtual assistant with her and small team. So Deb, what services your business offering to the clients?
My business offers blog writing and article writing.
Yes.
As well as social media management, all sorts of outsourced marketing support, so newsletters, and also for those that are taking that up, we also provide administrative support, because we know that's the bugbear for the majority of business owners, and we want to be able to take that off their plates.
So by administrative support,
I wanted to say something to you, yeah.
Is that administration just general, but also you're talking about blogs and social media, do you help manage their social media for them as well?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So from writing the content to uploading it onto the back end of a WordPress website and things like that as well, doing some of the metadata for the SEO, things
sounds
like
really
that.
Good, because sometimes that's a time, it just takes time for
it
people.
It does. Yeah. It's really time consuming. So the aim is to produce work that, or to take on the work that takes the most amount of time and that people just don't have, and they need to focus on their core business.
Yes.
Like, why did they go into business in the first place? It wasn't usually to do those things.
So if you do all of that, you must have some smart cookies around you.
I do.
Cookies. I mean, cookies. That's the expression. Sorry, I was thinking like really cookies. You know?
Well, you don't say smart donuts, do you?
No, Darren, because you need to eat. You know that. You know they were pushing Darren to drive the next year.
I couldn't say the brand name there, though, could I?
To drive next
Thank
year
you, Mario,
to the France.
You
know, what I mean? Because you look like a very pale. You know, I mean, every time I see you losing the weight, that's because he drives his bicycle every day, 200 kilometers. I will be.
Oh my goodness!
No, yeah, he's
not every day.
It's impressive.
Okay, I'm lying.
It's about a week.
Oh, well, we in the week, you know, I mean, but that's okay. I can lie on the radio, so like nobody here does it.
I got punished last Sunday. Oh, so fast!
But I remember that you told.
Back to Deb.
So Deb, if somebody comes to you and say, "Deb, I'm considering to run my own business," what would be your tip number one to that person?
Number one tip would probably be to have a business plan, because without one, you don't know where you're going. So for a business plan, you need to think about your purpose, your why, like really ask about your
Interesting.
Why. Make sure that you are looking at your financials. What do you want to achieve? Set yourself some goals, make them SMART goals. And also on top of that, a network. You really need to start getting to know your local community, because they're your bread and butter. They're the people that you are going to be able to find work for and find resources for and suggest referrals. But they're also people that will end up referring to you.
Interesting business plan. I don't know how the business plan looks like. I have somebody who wrote it for me, draft, which is still in my drawer, to be honest with you. And but it was a backbone. It was a backbone, because I didn't do nothing about business. And as I said, like, you know, what you said before, that you write for the people, social media content. So you associate yourself with the clients, right? So somebody comes to you and say, "Deb, I'd like to be my versatile
virtual assistant."
Virtual assistant.
Yes.
How do they approach you? What's the process? You ask them, "What do you need? Or this is the services we offer?" Or you're saying, "I've been there in those shoes. This is why you need us. We're going to do this for you."
Yeah, so it's a combination of all of those. It depends how they find me as well. So some have been referred by other people, and they've actually sung my praises, and I don't need to do any singing at all. They're ready to sign the dotted line. and then there's others that come through website or Facebook or other social media platforms. And I usually offer a 30-minute free consultation where we just start – it's called a discovery call, where we start getting to know each other's businesses and to see if we're a good fit. And even if we're not, I can usually find somebody I can refer to.
I've got a question, and I'm just thinking about virtual assistants and my mind just goes offshore.
Yes.
Are your assistants offshore?
Are they
local?
Thank God, Darren.
Hooray.
Don't say this. So, look, before you answer Deb on this one, let me take it. I never talk on radio before. This is the good point. And I'm always surprised that people will head overseas to cut the cost to get a virtual assistance or virtual assistant. When, you know, look at the COVID, what happened, you can't even reach them. There's no accountability whatsoever. Doesn't matter where you hide. You can hide this in Croatia, not use other country, but use the country I'm coming from. Then there's no accountability.
And so, Murray, yeah. I was just thinking, if you're in a business, yeah. And you want to kind of have that perception that you've got all these people helping you,
yeah.
in the office full time, but then it seems as though it's not like that, then what sort of message are you sending to your clients? What do you think, Deb?
Yeah, so offshore is definitely one of those on-point topics, because I am absolutely passionate about Australian VAs.
Yeah.
And the reason is we need to support our own
economy,
yes. our own community. And aside from which, I mean, the people that I have, they're all mothers. They know how to juggle.
Yes.
You know, they are well educated. In Australia, we have that much slang. We have to know, you know, different cultural things that you just wouldn't pick up on from another country as well. So, I mean, some you may, right? So it depends on the type of work.
Do you have an example?
So I'm just thinking, if, for example, the client's a real estate agent, okay? Hey, mate, can you please go and check out the local place? I'm heading off to the Bolo and I'll be back in a bit, but if you can just cover that off for me, that'd be great.
The Bolo and cover it off.
What's the Bolo?
The Bolo.
Even, yeah.
Come with me to the Bolo tonight.
What?
A beer.
A beer? After 22 years, I still don't know. Like, I'm learning so much. You know what I mean? I'm grateful for that one. But I do agree with you, because people have the aggravated behavior when the phone rings and somebody answers with like my accent and says, I'm calling for the solar panels. So imagine that in a business, somebody calls and on behalf of your business, it's straight away, it's aggravation. I mean, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, that accent, and you know, totally. You know, that's what it is.
Yes, certainly. And for somebody like for writing blogs, I mean, I really try and get the voice, the brand voice from each of my clients. I'd say that would be even more challenging if you were trying to do that offshore, just from a linguistic perspective. I mean,
why look at me? My English is terrible. So lucky have it, Darren. Darren writes everything for us.
No, actually, that's not true. No. He's a big writer.
Okay, that is. But it's been corrected.
How many books is it?
Oh, really?
It's come. Yeah, it's my 8th book
coming
out.
Goodness.
Yeah, the Hollywood took it the deal. Can you imagine?
Wow!
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, you know, but I still don't see the check in. I'm $5 million. So I can say, Darren, let's go Bora for 7 days.
He's playing us.
So Deb, you work in Sydney in the Hills area.
Yes, I do.
Why you like this community, Hills?
Oh, it's beautiful. From being so family orientated and so leafy and
sorry, what?
Leafy. Okay, is that not a word?
Leafy.
That's, you know, lots of leaves
in
trees.
Sorry, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I know.
The business community, I mean, they've been nothing but highly supportive of each other. I hardly see any competitiveness. It is just supporting each other or building each other up. And I find that phenomenal. Now, I don't have anything to compare that to, but I would suggest that that's something quite unique.
Deb, I have a few more questions, but Darren, he just cut me off right now. So we take a short break.
Sure.
To all listeners of Live 90.5 Business Listeners with Mario and Darren. Darren and I will invite you to stay with us along in the studio, because our guest is Deb Ricketts. She's going to share more insights and tips from a virtual assistant point of view. And we take a short break. You're listening to Live 90.5.com.au. This is the sexy voice with our awesome magician in technology, the man behind all radio stations, Darren Kepnes.
It's 24 minutes to 2:05, 9.5 Business Insights with Darren.
And thank you, Darren. Thank you to all listeners in Australia and overseas. And thank you to all sponsors of this great radio station. Without you, will not exist. Thank you for your generosity, for your kindness, and thank you to our guest in studio, Ben Rickett from the Versatel VA. We concluded VA, it's not my favorite chocolate or Darren's favorite bicycle to drive the Tour de France next year, but instead it's a virtual assistant. Dave, before we continue, before I ask a question, I think we'll shortly my story. So when I started my business in 2010, and as you can hear it, English is not my first language. It's mm-hmm. beautiful. It's a beautiful voice, but as I speak, that's how I write. And I know that because never been educated in Australia, I have a disadvantages some, but I want to run the business and mm-hmm. I couldn't afford many things. So then those times, my wife, she will do it, checking for me, some of my friends. And I was happy to be there on the market, but I didn't have nobody who will direct me to have as a virtual assistant. So on the back of my story, can you answer to us, why would somebody hire Versatel VA?
Sure.
Why do we need a Versatel VA on a virtual assistant?
A virtual assistant. Well, one of the key reasons is because generally small businesses are at a point where they've grown a little bit, so they're juggling so many balls, but all of a sudden there's too many. Yeah. And it becomes they become overwhelmed. They're not quite in the position to bring on a full-time employee, and they certainly need support. So what better time to hire somebody who is there for them at the right time, doing work that they're passionate about, that's usually their niche, and also doing work that is clocked. So basically, you don't have any
yes.
thumb twiddlers, if you know what yeah. I mean. You know, so nobody's sitting on warming seats, having a lunch break and getting paid for it. We work and we get paid for the work we do. And so you'll see an amazing outcome for that, a result. And because of that, it's highly beneficial and profitable. Businesses benefit greatly from utilizing different VAs. And there's certainly, as I said, VAs with different skills. So you could even have, for example, you might utilize my skills as blog writing, but then you might want somebody to do websites. Yes. So I had that recently. And so one of my subcontractors does the websites while I'm doing the blogs. And then there's, do this social media support. And they've all of a sudden got, three different parts of your business. Yes. Normally they would be their own little niche in the business, but they're just two people.
Look, I wish I knew it before, because all of this what you mentioned I done on my own, and I struggled literally. I'm not lying to you, like whoever said it's easy, it's not easy. And when you start a business, I will be very grateful if I was knowing you truly. I will come to you honestly, but there's no jokes, but you don't know nothing about business. You don't know how to write things. So I was doing as I felt I should write things, and then being corrected the way. And I know I had with some of the critics on the way along. But as I say to Darren and to you during the break, I truly admire your strength and bravery coming today in the studio with us.
Thank you.
No, you are Debbie. Deb, sorry. I apologize, Deb. Not Debbie.
Oh, it's
Deb.
Both. Either.
Ah, okay. I didn't want to offend you.
No,
Deb,
not at all.
For coming today in the studio, because there's a lot of experts there on the field who are listening now, right?
Sure.
Now. They're sitting there on the sideline and say, like, I will do this better. Well, let me tell you something, Deb. You have the more bravery and courage, and that's the reason why I will always hire you and your team. You say something very interesting on the first part of our conversation, that a lot of business is coming to you because you've been referred to.
Yes.
Right? But before we referred, we need to be seen on the social media and everywhere else.
Sure.
And then we have built our reputation with our actions and our product and services. Now, for our listeners, how is important reputation for you, and to be referred, type of marketing is best for you? It's being referred word of mouth on social media.
Yeah, so I focus only on organic social media, which means that it is predominantly about referrals. It's about putting in your testimonials. It's about sharing tips and actually providing value to your clients. And so therefore, there's so many different ways of benefiting, I guess, for clients if they're utilizing social media as well as the support of virtual assistants.
So you do social media for other people, so obviously you've got to be good at it yourself for your own business.
Yes, that happens to be where I have most recently fell down, simply because I always put my clients first. Oh. Yes, I always do my social media. I usually plan it out a month and a quarter in advance and then schedule it and it's all done. However, I all of a sudden got very busy and so now I'm just doing it on the fly, which I really don't suggest to anybody. Please do. If I can give you a suggestion, please do schedule out your social media. You can then add in the little bits that are on point for that day. But at least you have your basis. Yeah.
Do you see this? Do you see that social media, people start hard on and then they suddenly disappear?
Yes.
Why is that? What do you see the biggest downfall in businesses when you come to the social media?
It comes to overwhelm. It comes to they're not seeing the return on investment. And yet it is actually the best way to get yourself out there. So you asked me before about referrals. That's how my business is. It's based on referrals and repeat business because I want it to be about value and therefore people will spread the word. Same for your social media. So if you've got really good tips, you've got really insightful information for your audience and you need to be speaking directly to your audience and not to everybody, then you will be able to achieve a connection. And even if you can't see the return on the investment, there's a lot of invisible stuff that happens that's magic. Stuff, yeah. You know what I mean?
That's very interesting, Darren. Yes, Darren.
Yes, I was just looking and I see there's a Sydney Virtual Assistant Support Community.
Yes.
Is that to do with you, Deb?
Yeah. So that is a part of, or it's attached to my business page, but myself and one other VA, Streamlined Organising, Amanda, we were chatting about needing a place that was highly supportive, where we could, influence in a really positive way the community. So virtual assistant community has grown ridiculously in the last, especially thanks to COVID, it's even bigger. So we started off with probably about 30 people in Sydney, and now we've got over 100.
Wow.
And they're all specialising in different areas. And the point of having this, it's a totally voluntary thing. To support each other. It is, so we do people sharing laugh and learn sessions about their niche. There's mentoring sessions. So I've been a mentor to somebody just starting up. It's about building each other up rather than competing against each other.
And it would go without saying that a Sydney Virtual Assistant Support Community would be using virtual assistants.
Yeah. So the yeah
bit
the
of fun there, bit of
fun. Good one, Darren.
but in reality, what are all those who are part of the group plus 100? You're saying,
yeah.
What do they get out of it? And is it, you said the camaraderie, and our last guest was talking a lot about teamwork and those sorts of things, and having good leaders. So what do you find that they get the best out of that support community?
Well, so I'm absolutely passionate about businesses experiencing overwhelm and helping them overcome it. And because small businesses like virtual assistant, virtual assistants are also small businesses, it's really important to address that within our support community, and then we can provide the best support for clients. So we do Christmas catch-ups, we give each other ideas and suggestions on how we can improve. It's really about providing the best level of service to our clients, and if we up the standard and hold each other to a higher standard, which is what the aim of it is, then we are actually going to represent an amazing industry within Sydney.
Deb, before we take a break,
yes.
And we unfortunately, my DJ in the studio, Darren Capes Davis, he can't find the song Speed from Billy Idol, but we have something different. We have something much more faster than Speed. What is that? That's a Danger Zone. But the question is...
Well, I've got a little surprise for you.
Okay. Actually, hold on. Yeah. But before we go,
yes.
can you just tell me, what is the most happiest moment when you work with your client? What is your biggest satisfaction working with your client?
When they exhale and they can go on their holiday, they can feel like all of a sudden something, a weight has been lifted off their shoulders, and when they see the results that you know, wow, this was a great idea, this was a brilliant investment, I can actually go ahead and focus on my core business and I've left it to somebody I can trust.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take a short break to listen online at 90.5 Business Secrets with Mara and Darren, and I'm employing you. I really want you to contact Deb Ricketts from the versatile VA. Her kindness and her generosity is second to none. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mari Darin. And Darin has some surprise. Give a surprise, Darin.
One of my favorite songs. I'm indulging myself. Manic Butterfly. Here on Business Insights on Live 90.5. It's 8 minutes to two. 9.5. Business Insights with Marion Darren.
And our lovely guest in the studio, Deb Ricketts. She's a truly eye-opener. And Anisha, I met her 10 years ago when I started my business for very simple reason. We live in a multicultural society and the people like me, they have disadvantages with English. However, that should not be discouragement to nobody, because in running business or getting clients or providing services or products can be a forte, but you need to be seen, you need to be heard before you meet a client, and your visual look and your social media touch with a potential clients comes from the shoulder to our lovely guest, Deb Ricketts. Okay. So I'm employing you all and encourage you to contact her, which Darren's going to obviously know those details. And Deb, do you know the details how to contact people, you or?
Oh, I think I do.
Okay, that's what's like. Let's say little bird told me that you have the artistic side in you. Can you share with us this?
Yes, I've always
apart of the stealing the paintings from the museums, but
I mean, that's, you're not supposed to tell anybody about that, Mario.
Art gallery. Look, Darren, I try, but it didn't work. So what is your artistic side?
I absolutely have always loved art and creativity. So I actually studied a law degree, or two actually, which took me, I know this is way off topic, but it took me the right side of my brain, yeah, or the left side, whichever it is, the opposite. And then when I started working as a VA, I got to unleash that creativity again with doing social media and creating the branded imagery as well. But I also really like drawing. So I have this little book at home where I create quotes and drawings. If you have a look at my social media, there would be one I've drawn on there this week. And it just is a little quote with one of my drawings. So it's something that I like to do. It's my little de-stress.
Okay, I'm just now on your social media. Can I say this publicly? Yeah. And I don't want to say the name, but versatile_VA on Instagram. I'm sorry, just slip it. I'm so happy I know the English. That's what it is. And I can see that, you know, you are truly, before we close down the interview with you, wind up, you won this year the award in Hills Award something.
Sydney Hills Local Business Awards. That's what it is. Yeah.
Can you tell us more about this one?
As I've explained, I am very much a behind-the-scenes kind of girl, and I was encouraged to enter into an award. So this is the first award I've ever entered into. When I became a finalist, I was over the moon and believed that that would be enough of an accomplishment for me, because that was my goal. I set myself a little goal to step outside that comfort zone. Yeah. And I did it. So I didn't actually attend the awards night because I thought the probability of winning, and we had other things on. And
so didn't you go?
I didn't go. Oh, I know, the regret. Anyway, then somebody put on Facebook, Deb, you won. And I'm like, oh my gosh, wow, what an honor. So
interesting, you didn't go because you believe you'll not win. Oh, okay, that's fine.
No, that's not very good, is it?
Deb, but doesn't matter, we love you anyway.
It's all about self-belief though, right? Yes. And stepping outside of that comfort zone. And I guess I've still got a long way to go, but I did step outside that comfort zone. And I think the balance of professional and personal all correlate. And so for me, this is a way of just pushing myself slowly but gently.
Thank you for sharing this with us. Before we wind up the show, Darren, we should ask our lovely guest in the studio how our listeners can be in touch with you.
Yes, if you could contact me on Facebook, VersatileVA, _VA, or my website, www.versatileva.com.au.
I have to say thank you to Dev for being today with us in studio today late afternoon at 7 PM on our website alive905.com.au. I do apologize, go quickly. alive905.com.au, there's a podcast section for the business insights with Darren and Mario, and meet you with lovely Dev Ricketts.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice weekend.
You too.